Anyone ever been in a road rage like incident or confrontation where things got heated between you? Because they could get kind of scary. 314-531-9898. If you've ever had an exchange while driving a car and things got a little bit intense, what happened in your situation? Kevin's brother was held at gunpoint.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, and my brother is about double my size, so you wouldn't know that when you're in a vehicle. And maybe that's why someone pulled a gun. But my brother was traveling, and he was going to the Nashville airport and got his Uber. And I guess during their drive, the Uber driver accidentally cut somebody off. Didn't really notice it. And even my brother said, I didn't really notice anything. But all of a sudden, the car behind him decided to go around, get in front of their Uber, slam on the brakes, so they had to stop. And then
shut up.
They got out of the car brandishing a gun and took the gun and put it like right at, and started pointing the gun right at the Uber driver.
This
and then
is
my
insane.
Brother.
That is yes. horrifying, Kevin.
And had that, you know, like the thing. And my brother's going, what did we do? We didn't do anything. Well, I mean, thank God that the guy, you know, I guess cooled down or calmed down and just did it to like show that, you know, he was upset or angry, you know, and just kind of was like, I'm going to get you or whatever, or don't do it again, or who knows, got back in his vehicle and sped off.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Insane
is right. And my when my brother was telling me this, he just goes, you know, all the stuff in the world that, you know, you think of, you know, that, you know, I could die from a heart attack mm-hmm. or I could die. I never think that I'm going to die getting shot because I'm in an Uber.
Yeah.
My Uber. Yeah. That's right. Just not even fair.
Right. That's, yeah, like, that's not even on him. Like, yeah, it's just a passenger.
Exactly.
I'm not, you know? I'm not with this guy.
Right.
Your brothers are throwing him under the bus. I'm not with him. I'm out. I'm out. I'm taking a Lyft.
But, you know, and he's talking to the Uber driver, and the Uber driver said, you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but he goes, wasn't the first time I've experienced something like that.
No
going,
way.
Whoa. Crazy. Whoa. And I'm like, he's going, well, maybe next time I choose a different Uber.
Yeah, no kidding.
But regardless
of people
that,
is this guy cutting off that he feels like people have to yell at a gunpoint?
And that's the thing, you know, my younger brother Todd was like, I don't think we did anything wrong. You know, who knows? And that's what's so scary about road rage. It just happens just like that. And you're like, all of a sudden somebody makes a decision that's going to, you know, possibly change your life or end your life. It's crazy.
That is insane. Anyone else ever get into a confrontation that was similar to this? 314-531-9898. When I was a kid, my buddy gave me this bright, stupid idea to throw pennies out of the window when I was sitting passenger.
Oh, my God.
And I hit like a couple of cars. He's like, oh, man, do it again, Brett. It's so funny. And I hit a truck, and that truck whipped around, chased us down, and like we pulled over, and this guy got out of the car, like, and is like pounding the hood of the car, and what do you know what my friend did? He was the one who threw the pennies, man.
Pointed you out?
He ratted you out? Oh,
yeah,
that's
what
crazy.
A jerk!
Oh.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Yeah, and he threw me under the bus, but I was like, my heart, I remember, was pounding.
Wow.
Getting chased down, just being a stupid young teenage, mm-hmm. you know, kid, driving and throwing pennies out of the car.
I remember once driving when my daughter, Kennedy, was really little in the back seat, you know, in her, car seat, and I guess I was in the left lane too long, and somebody came up on me and followed me and then went around me, got in front, you know, slowed down, started honking, going crazy. And I was like, well, if you could have got around me, why is this a big deal that I'm slow in the left lane? What are you so angry about?
Well, you should never be in the left lane.
Yeah, Kevin Berghoff in the left. Like, that might have been me.
That might have been, yeah, there's probably actually a sign in the left lane. This is for everyone except for Kevin. If you've ever been into a road rage incident where things escalated, what happened? 314-531-9898. Want to take your calls after Justin Bieber. Kevin's brother had a gun pulled on him this past weekend. We're commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. And yeah, a crazy story. He was not even the driver. He was just a passenger in an Uber.
Yeah, over an incident that really even my brother said, I don't even know what we did or what really upset this other driver. But the fact that this driver decided to, you know, stop their Uber and get out of his car brandishing a weapon.
Yeah.
Pointing at both of them, is just insane over, you know, a minor traffic incident.
Yeah, I felt like he cut him off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone out there listening that's ever been into a confrontation where you were scared or there was some drama on the roads, 314-531-9898. Courtney, what happened to you?
Well, I was driving down the highway, and a gentleman decided to try to run me off the road twice.
Oh, Courtney, hold on one second. Are you on Bluetooth or speakerphone? Can you take it off the Bluetooth? It's hard to hear you.
I am not.
Okay. So you were driving down the road, and what happened?
A gentleman tried running me off the road twice in front of a car dealership, and then stopped directly in front of me, got out of his car, and came over to my car threatening me, saying that if I kept on following him, he was going to beat me up.
Well, hopefully, since it was in front of a car dealership, you know, those people are always out lurking in the parking lot. So hopefully someone was able to help you.
I actually, you know, I even called the police and there was nothing that happened afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah, probably impossible to find. And what was he doing that he felt like someone would be following him?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's turning around, I'm turning, I'm thinking they're not following me. Like, this guy's, he's going to do something boring. He's going to go to a new park again.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what are you up to, bro?
Wrong person to follow.
Like, what are you up to? Like, oh, man, people are following me. I'm going to run them off the road.
Wow.
Like, you see, something you'd see in the movies.
What it felt like, too.
Yes, right? Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yes.
And now, like, Courtney's, like, always giving people, like, five car lengths ahead
of
you.
Right, yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
Like, thank you so much for the call. This one's for you, man who was trying to drive Courtney off the road. Song is called Calm Down. We are still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Thank you for listening on Y98 St. Louis. Calm down is what we need to tell some of these people. If you've ever been involved into like a road rage incident where things escalated and got pretty scary, 314-531-9898. Kevin's brother's got a gun pulled on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in the back of an Uber,
exactly.
Man, for cutting somebody off.
As the passenger.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're like, I didn't do anything. It's the Uber driver's fault. But even the Uber driver, he really didn't do anything.
So, Jenny, you don't really do anything. It's your sister who's the passenger, has some road rage incidents, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So, she has a lot more road rage than I do.
Yeah, you seem super nice and sweet, Jenny.
Thank you. She will, like, roll down the window and yell at people, and then, like, she will golf clap at them as we're driving and be like, good job.
Petty.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you're like, I hate driving with you. You're going to get me in trouble.
I have literally said out loud, you are going to get a shot. Stop.
Yeah, right.
And Jenny, you seem too sweet to be dealing with us. You're like, I don't know what to do if someone pulls over with a golf club. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, she's golf clapping.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
Like,
I'm putting it in reverse and going. That's what I'm doing.
Setting you up.
Wow.
Thank you so much for the call. Lacey, you experienced a road rage incident. What happened?
So I was in the left lane, and I decided to go straight instead. So I safely, you know, took my time, put my blinker back on, got in the lane to go straight. But I guess I took too long for the car behind me because he ended up missing the light. So we ended up stopped next to each other. I'm in the lane going straight. He's in the turn lane. And he proceeds to roll down his window and start throwing pencils and pens at me from his car.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
Well, who throws pencils and pens? Take this number two pencil.
So I can hear it hitting the side of my car. So I roll down my window to be like, hello, stop. And I had my phone in the cup holder. So I start like recording him because I'm like, I don't know what's going to be wrong with the side of my car. He starts screaming at me in Russian, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he changes to English and he's calling me all the words, all the English words.
And, we get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had it on video and I called the police and told them what happened because I had his license plate and everything. And they were like, what do you want us to do about it?
Like,
and I'm
yeah.
like, well, I guess we'll just wait until he attacks me next time. So.
Yeah, there's probably nothing they could do, and they're probably like,
how
more
is
like,
there nothing they can do?
How is this guy just going to waste number two pencils like that, man? Like, no sharpener or anything.
Wouldn't they be able to, like, write him a ticket?
Well, how are they going to find him?
His license plate.
Did you get the license plate?
Yeah, she said she did.
I had a video of him.
When you had
him,
the video?
Yes, video of him screaming, video of the license plate. I went through a whole light cycle. I just didn't even move my car because he was in a rage yelling at me. the cars behind us finally started to honk because I'm like, I'm getting this lunatic on tape.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, that's all right. My car was fine. It was a funny story to tell, and obviously still is.
Yep.
You were content, at least. You
were a star this morning. Thanks, Lacey, for being such a big star on the show. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
We always say you're part of the show. Look at Lacey. He's the star of the show today. MVP. American Airlines actually is shaming people with their airlines, and they say, and I quote, "This is working really great for us right now."
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you why in 3 minutes.